Chapter 25. In Joseph's Tomb.
The Roman government had condemned the Savior for treason. Persons put to death for that were buried in a place set apart for such criminals. John shuddered at the thought of having the body of his beloved master handled by the unfeeling soldiers, then buried in a dishonored grave. But he saw no way to prevent it, as he had no influence with Pilate. At this trying time, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea came to the help of the disciples. Both men belonged to the Sanhedrin and were acquainted with Pilate, and both had wealth and influence. They were determined that the Savior's body should have an honorable burial. Joseph went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate, after learning that Christ was really dead, granted his request. While Joseph went to Pilate for the Savior's body, Nicodemus prepared for the burial. It was the custom in those times to wrap the bodies of the dead in linen cloths, along with expensive ointments and sweet spices. So Nicodemus brought a costly gift of about 100 pounds of myrrh and aloes for the body of Jesus. The most honored in all Jerusalem could not have received more respect in death. The humble followers of Jesus were astonished to see these wealthy leaders taking such an interest in the burial of their master. Sorrow at the death of Christ had overwhelmed the disciples. They forgot that he had told them that it would happen. Now they were without hope. Neither Joseph nor Nicodemus had openly accepted the Savior while he was living, but they had listened to his teachings and had closely watched every step of his ministry. Although the disciples had forgotten the Savior's words foretelling his death, Joseph and Nicodemus remembered them well. The events of Jesus' death disheartened the disciples and shook their faith. But the same events convinced these two leaders that he was the true Messiah. Christ's death led Joseph and Nicodemus to take their stand firmly as believers in him. The help of these rich and honored men was greatly needed at this time. They could do for their dead master what was impossible for the poor disciples. Gently and reverently, they, with their own hands, removed the body of Christ from the cross. Tears of sympathy streaked their faces as they looked upon his bruised and torn body. Joseph owned a new tomb, hewn in rock. He had built it for his own use, but he now prepared it for Jesus. The men wrapped the body, together with the spices Nicodemus had brought, in a linen sheet and carried the Redeemer to the tomb. Although the Jewish leaders had succeeded in putting Christ to death, they could not rest easy. They well knew of his mighty power. Some of them had stood by the grave of Lazarus and had seen Jesus bring the dead back to life. The rulers had heard him say that he had power to lay down his life and to take it again. They trembled in fear that Christ would himself rise from the dead and again appear before them. Also, they remembered that he had said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," John 2:19. The religious leaders knew that he was speaking about his own body. Judas had told them that Christ had said to his disciples on their last journey to Jerusalem, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again." Matthew 20:18-19. Vividly they now remembered many things that he had said predicting his resurrection. No matter how much they wanted to, they could not forget these things. Like their father, the devil, they believed and trembled. Everything declared to them that Jesus was the Son of God. They could not sleep, for they were more worried about him in his death than they had been during his life. Bent on doing all they could to keep him in the grave, they asked Pilate to have the tomb sealed and guarded until the third day. Pilate placed a band of soldiers at the command of the priests and told them, "You have a guard. go your way and make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Matthew 27:65 and 66.